in Fairfield, California, also listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. You are on with Dr. Michael Barber. What's your question?
Yes, Dr. Barber. Just a quick question. Non-denominational Protestants, even though they claim not to have tradition as the sola scriptura, they still do have a tradition, and they're not anarchists. They have some kind of structure and organization, and they do have their own rituals.
Absolutely. That's 100% true.
Basically, they're just disagreeing with Catholic tradition, but Catholic tradition can be sourced back through the Bible and also has separate authentication, you know, historical authentication compared to their newer rituals and traditions.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Right. I think that's certainly, I think that's true. Non-Catholic Christians do have tradition. Can we take a step back, or are we about up against a break here?
You have about a minute.
Okay. One thing that I really want to underscore is, and I don't want us to fall into a trap that I think we can sometimes fall into. Tradition isn't just a bunch of data. It's not like, okay, here are a whole bunch of key concepts and key ideas that have been passed on. It's not just that, right? And if you look at Scripture very carefully, you'll recognize this, because the word that's used for tradition, paradosis, in the Greek, or, yeah, that's the noun form, the verb is paradidomi. So paradosis means tradition, the noun. Paradidomi would be to tradition something, to pass something on, right? To hand something over. And it's a really important word. It's used throughout the New Testament in ways people may not expect. So, for example, in Romans 8, it talks about how God the Father paradidomi, how he gave us his Son. And then we also read in Galatians, too, about how the Son gave us or delivered himself up for us. He gave himself up for us, paradidomi. In John 19:30, we read about how Christ delivered over the Spirit. So this whole idea of tradition is a lot broader than just a concept. What is tradition? It's ultimately nothing less than the communication of the fullness of revelation. And the fullness of revelation is not just an idea, it's the Word. It's Christ himself, right? So tradition is not just, I got this idea, right? Or here's the truth, the assumption. It's more than that, right? Tradition is the giving over the fullness of the Word, the passing on of the Word. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break.
When we left, Ben had asked a question about Protestants' traditions, and you were making the point that when we're talking about tradition, ultimately, we're talking about the full kind of turning over of Christ to us.
Right, and so for us, where does that happen? Where is the Word fully communicated to us? Well, it's especially linked with the liturgy, right? It's especially linked with the Eucharist. And you might think, well, that's a Catholic notion. That's actually a Pauline notion. So I'm actually working on a book right now with Brant Petrie and John Kincaid called The Apostle Paul. It should be out, hopefully next year. And one of the things in researching and writing the book that really stood out to me was what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions, paradosis, there's that word, right, tradition, even as I paradidomi, even as I traditioned them to you. Okay, well, what is it that you traditioned to them, Paul? This is what he goes on to say. For I received from the Lord what I also paradidomi, what I also traditioned to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and you know the rest, right? So for St. Paul, the idea of tradition is inextricably linked to what? The Lord's Supper. And that shouldn't be surprising to us, because elsewhere in his letters, that's the word, paradidomi, to tradition, to hand over. That's the idea that you find in reading about or in Paul's preaching of the way God the Father gives us the Son gives us himself, and so on and so forth. That happens especially in the Eucharist, where we receive his body and blood. And so in Catholic theology, tradition is especially linked to the liturgy. So how do you know which books belong in the Bible? Okay, well, yes, the church defines that, but we already mentioned that the whole list of the biblical books is a sort of tradition. It really was. In the early church, the reason they needed to know which books belong in the Bible was because they needed to know which books can you read in the liturgy. They didn't sell Bibles in the Barnes and Nobles down the street, right? If you went to Mass, that you were going to hear, if you went to the liturgy, if you went to the Lord's Supper, you were going to hear Scripture read. The big question was, which books can you read in the churches? And so right there, the question of the canon is a tradition question. It's a liturgical question. You see, all these things sort of come together there.
Yes, and the Eucharist, as you said, is the full handing over, or traditioning, in, to use your
that's
term,
right.
The full handing over of Christ to us. And
right.
That's what the whole thing leads to,
right.
And then the whole thing proceeds from.
That's correct. Yep.